Have you ever seen anybody, I mean physically, just manifest that old rebellion and walk away and says, I'm not going to do it. I've led people close to God and thought I had them. And all of a sudden that old devil, that old rebellion get a hold of them and says, I'm not going to do it. I had a man tell me that one night in Arkansas. I'd prayed for that man, and God had saved his life when he had a terrible heart attack and gave him 15 years. 15 years later, I went to visit him, tried to get him to move on up with God. I talked to him and his wife one night, told him something he had to do. He looked at me, he said, I can't do that. I'm not going to do it. 2 weeks from that night, she heard a bump in the bathroom, went in there. He dropped dead, rebelling against God. Proverbs 29:1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. No remedy. Suddenly, God says, you'll be destroyed. That monarch of terrors, that grim reaper's on every one of our trails. And it's he that's going to win, not you. Not me. Are you sure that you repented? The Bible says in Amos 4:12, because I will bring thee into judgment, therefore prepare to meet thy God. You're not prepared in your natural state. You repent or perish. Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. If you want them sins blotted out, you've got to repent. That means turn to Christ and turn your back on your sins. 2 Peter 3:9, God is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. He don't want you to perish because you won't repent. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And God didn't say that's part of the way or halfway. When you repent, you have come into direct relationship with God as a son or a daughter. That is being in God's presence. Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Are you sure that you repented? Are you dead certain that you are repented and living a repented life? If you haven't, you're not ready to meet God. If you haven't repented and stay repented of sin and all kind of rebellious acts against the Word of God, you're not ready to meet God. I want you to examine yourself and see if you have really repented. And you're repented right now. Are you sure? Are you dead certain if you drop dead in your tracks, you'd go to heaven right now? If you haven't, we want to give you that opportunity. Come on, trio. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy. Jeremiah 8:6, God said, I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. Let me tell you something. We're going to go rushing off out into the wild blue yonder. Anything you're going to do, this is your life. This is your decision to make. Nobody can make it for you. It's your will. The emotions. I'm stirred. I'm convicted. That don't save you. I believe it in my mind. That's intellect. That doesn't save you. There's a little fella sitting up there in between. And he's got to be convinced. And that's the will. The will. You must let that will be broken and say, I will. I will repent. I will receive Christ as my Lord and Master, I will serve him. I want to have that promise of tomorrow. I want that promise that I'll go to heaven and not to hell for those years of eternity. While eternity rolls on and on and on and on and on, you're going to be somewhere. That soul is either going to be resting in God's presence or it's going to be tormented in a lake of fire. Consider that. I want you to stand. I want the trio to come sing for us. You're welcome to come. I'll pray with you. We have others here to pray with you that you're sure that you've repented. You're dead sure of it. You better make sure of this. You may not be sure of a lot of things, but you better be sure you've repented, because Jesus said, you either repent or you'll perish. That's the words of the Lord himself. Come on, girls, sing. Folks, you're here and you're not sure you've repented. You may be dead certain here before you leave today.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to
in these young people around this altar. Come here and get by someone and help them. Help them encourage their hearts to seek God.